Can you talk more specifically about the chemo and the design of the study?
It is an evolution in process, and the reason it is because it's based on a study that's currently being completed in the SWOG that uses chemotherapy followed by Erbitux in a sequential manner, or chemotherapy given with Erbitux concurrently. Whichever one of those arms comes out superior, or if any, may depend on how we dose the Erbitux in this study.
And he also has reported on erlotinib and bevacizumab. I hate to even say this, but what about all three of them together? Has anybody thought about that or thinking about doing that?
We might get slapped by the Medicare and funding communities there for a trial like that. Yes, we with Vanderbilt reported a study of Avastin with Tarceva. It was a very nice combination. We did see some very interesting preliminary activity in very refractory non-small cell lung cancer patients. There have also been studies in head and neck cancer by the University of Chicago group that showed some interesting results. When you can propose a non-chemotherapy combination to a patient, they get very excited about that.
What is the chemotherapy that's being studied in the, was it the ECOG or SWOG, the Erbitux?
It's carboplatin and paclitaxel.
Okay, great. Would there be any interest in looking at three not biologics together?
I'm sure there's interest, and I'm sure there are proposals coming down the road. It's just going to be, at what point do we stop stacking all the drugs together? Because mTOR inhibitors are coming, sorafenib is now approved, so you will see many more trials with sorafenib. We have a Velcade with Avastin trial that's being proposed as well and has actually been accepted and is being written. You have to figure out at some point, when do we stop treating these biologic drugs like chemotherapies? We went through the whole thing with doublets versus singlets, triplets versus doublets, sequencing one or the other, and really get down to the tissue and figure out the biology as to why.
I guess the problem is, how long is it going to take for us to find those kinds of markers, even with something like bevacizumab? I haven't heard about anything that sounds all that promising, have you?
The VEGF pathway is a bit more nebulous as far as mechanism and finding validated markers. There are some folks, and John Haymack in our group is looking at circulating endothelial cells to see if those may predict VEGF responsiveness, but a lot of that work is, just as you say, very preliminary.